For this season, we have a new Yoshan. New Yoshan, introduce yourself.
Hi, I am new Yoshan.
Wait a minute! Who are you?
I buy a couple of things. Beers.
Energy drinks.
Energy drinks.
Right.
Certainly. The word for hello to a total stranger is... Hold up. I gotta prepare.
Do you?
Zrestoyche.
What?
Paket. I'm sorry, what? Paket. What do you call me? No, paket. And she showed me a shopping bag.
Right.
So, oh, bag. Yes, I would love a bag. Thank you. You have the power. You have the instrument of power.
Was that too loud, Takshi? Okay, good.
We have a soundboard, you guys. All right, but that must have been very loud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to season 2 of That's So Bro. For this season, we have a new Yoshan. New Yoshan, introduce yourself.
Hi, I am new Yoshan. I'm still the old Yoshan, but obviously, Sima, I had to go through a very rigorous fitness routine, regrew my hair, and slightly change the accent. No, I'm not. Clearly, I'm not Yoshan.
Right.
But yes, I am Radhika, or Rads, or Rad. And yes, I shall be your host alongside Amanda over here. I'm so inclined to go, welcome and bienvenue, welcome.
Meanwhile,
since Yoshan is not here, but he's with us in spirit, he sent us a message all the way from the high seas.
The middle of some ocean.
In the middle of some ocean. I think he's in somewhere around Africa. Mediterranean Sea? I don't know. But he sent out his message because we told him we're talking about the power of words. And this is what he had to say.
It's only words. And words are all I have. To take your heart away.
Well,
okay.
Safe to say that he didn't take anyone's heart away with that one.
Thanks, Yoshan.
Thank you, Yoshan. We'll be sure to let him know.
The topic we want to talk about today was essentially speech and the power of speech, right? And the reason why we want to do this is twofold. One is because we decide now, even what we're doing right now, right? It is essentially speech. Sure, you get a video, but essentially what is being conveyed is purely speech, right? And the second thing is, since Rads is a professional speaker, I have an event that's coming on Monday, so I need advice. So that.
I mean, honestly, I think you're doing okay. And thank you for the professional speaker part.
I got you. I had to study you somehow.
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks, man.
No worries. So we know just how powerful speech is.
My God, yes.
We know people who have given powerful speeches in the past and how that has literally moved mountains of people.
How it has changed the course of history.
Yes.
And it's funny because words, I mean, it's only words, right?
It's a literal vibration from here.
Yeah, the little, the voice box. Wind coming through it with this little, two little...
flapulas.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks.
Is that, wow.
Well, no, that's not the word. That's not
the word? Okay. Is that like a phalange thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The flapulas.
The flapulas.
Yeah.
Technical term. So they just vibrate against your throat, in your throat, and suddenly you have sound.
Right.
And people use it to make sounds with their mouth and sing and you know, beatbox and other stuff.
And also say words.
And also say words.
And coming back to the point again, was just how, with something so minuscule, how you can actually change a person's reality.
Right? That is so true because... Now, even while we are talking, whatever you're saying, whether I like it or not, is influencing me in a certain way.
Right.
Whether it's positive, negative, neutral, whatever it is. So words have such a huge impact of how we communicate and how other people see us also.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's a whole, 90% of what we're saying is body language.
Right.
But honestly, it's the words that can have the biggest impact.
Right.
I mean, if now you're hosting one the day after?
Monday.
I got a gig on Tuesday. Yeah, so I guess we'll
go. I guess that's so bro, yeah.
Yeah, that is so bro, yeah. And we can take our own advice here.
So you mentioned how words can change, how words can move mountains,
right.
Change the course of history. And it can. I mean, historically speaking, words are ways of sort of galvanizing the masses for a cause. Think of the military.
Right.
Words are used to give orders so that people can go and kill other people.
Right, yeah.
In wars, right? Or, you know, it can be used for good also. I mean, that is the power we're dealing with here. And it's interesting because if you look back as far in history as you may even know, like even modern times, down to the 1900s, 1800s, all that, you'll find places where you have speeches that have changed history for the good or worse.
Right.
The good being speeches like the JFK speech.
Right.
That inspired, well, sort of got the Americans to go, we got to hustle up, folks. We got to get to the moon before the Russians do.
Right.
Then you have Mahatma Gandhi's speeches. The very famous speech.
Right,
Quit India. Right. The one he basically got entire, that massive subcontinent of people united.
Right.
You can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure of the details, but I heard this somewhere. And then I saw this somewhere. J.R. Jayawardena made a speech in Japan.
Okay.
That was so impactful that I think that was a speech that convinced that country to make amends with their former sort of enemies, especially with the Pearl Harbor incidents and all that.
Right, okay.
We have our own people who've done it. And there are speeches, great speeches that have been made here on local soil by our former people who've led the country, government employees. There are great speeches.
Right.
Even though, recently we hear very convoluted types of speeches, but let's not go
there. Yeah, hopefully.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, and then you have the bad side of it.
Right.
Because you have probably the biggest bad of history that we know so far, Adolf Hitler, the vegetarian painter who turned into mass murdering gay.
Sycophant,
yes. Right. His thing was using words to literally, mind control the masses in thinking that he's right.
No, it is a form of hypnosis if you can subvert what people are thinking and give them an agenda that they don't even think of in the first place.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's interesting you bring up hypnosis because hypnosis is done again with what?
Words.
Words. Right. It's just subtle suggestions, and in the end, it's all up here, right?
Yeah.
It's how you perceive it and how you take it in. So, I see that now this helps you tomorrow, the day after's gig.
No. So it is also interesting to know that essentially in your hands, right? Depending on how you choose to use this weapon. And I say weapon because Jordan Peterson said there is no more exceptional form to be dangerous than to be articulate. Right. So why I know this is because say hypothetically if you go and to Food City or Kiehl's something and you buy whatever you have to buy, right? Checkout counter time to that checkout counter girl or guy.
Yes.
Right? If you greet them before they are contractually obligated to greet
you. Contractually obligated.
Right. And you smile at them and crack a joke.
Yeah.
That good feeling will be, how do I say this?
It'll influence them.
It'll influence them and in such a way that they will pay it back to the next customer. Right?
Yes.
So that, and that customer who was probably having a good or terrible day, hypothetically, would then give it back to somebody else. Because that good feeling is something that just keeps expanding. It just keeps bouncing off of people.
It gives that ripple effect.
Right? Yes, right. But you'd also remember that after all those 50 interactions that might have happened,
yes,
the only reason why that happens is because you said, good morning, how are you?
And just
something very simple. Yeah. So you have the power to essentially alter somebody's reality.
That is very true. I have an example of how that exactly didn't go my way once.
Okay.
And that is part of also how words can be a barrier to communication, especially if you have a language barrier, if you're in another country and you don't understand the language.
Right.
Okay, so I was in the great nation of Russia.
Right, yes. As one always is.
As one always is, right? And I mean, very clearly, I don't know Russian. However, within the first couple of days, I figured out how to read. It's not that hard. It's almost like the English alphabet.
Right.
So I go into this convenience store, like a mall, and I buy a couple of things, beers.
Energy drinks.
Energy drinks.
Right.
And so I'm going to the counter. Obviously, I don't know anything in Russian. I just know how to say hello.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, there's two ways of saying hello. There's the informal hello, which is privet, which is very easy, but you only use that for people you already know, like friends.
Right.
The word for hello to a total stranger is, hold up, I gotta prepare.
Do you?
Здравствуйте.
Sorry?
Yeah. Здравствуйте.
Why not just say hello? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm practicing Zrasoiche in the waiting, like the queue for the
right.
The checkout counter. And the checkout counter is a really grumpy looking lady, middle-aged.
Right.
You can see that she has not had the best of days.
Right.
So I go in, I'm about to pay, and I can't say anything. It's like, hello, hi. Sorry, no, nie ruski, no Russian.
Right.
And then I go ahead and pay, we do the whole thing, and then she goes, Paket? I'm sorry, what? Paket! What do you call me? No, Paket! And she showed me a shopping bag.
Right.
So, oh, bag, yes, I would love a bag, thank you. And then she rattles off something in Russian, and then I was like, she's clearly not happy with me.
Yeah, your mother was at home sneezing.
Yeah. My mother was sneezing up a storm. But yeah, so that did not go well with her.
Right.
Because the language barrier, because I didn't understand what she was saying. Obviously, she had no idea what I was saying.
Right.
So I guess words also help if you know how
to. What you are saying.
Yeah.
Communication
goes through, no?
But then I would say on the flip side of things, right? If while you're in Russia, you heard somebody saying, "Me mukhadda washan geda tib rotiya kocha honda," then you say, oh my God.
That's
one of my people.
That's my people, yo.
And you run towards that, right?
Yeah,
so obviously. it has the level of fraternity and familiarity that you
absolutely
generally see.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
The feeling of your people.
Yeah.
That's,
But again, coming back to this, and I would bring it back to why I need your advice on this.
Yeah.
I have done a couple of events where I have hosted.
Yes.
Right. And then it was,
and even one for the podcast where there was,
right,
a
podcast. Yeah, we hosted the entire thing.
Because that was so bro,
yeah. But then I realized that as the compere for the event, as the host,
yeah,
you have so much power.
Yes.
That you can make an event that is absolutely boring. And I realized this because we did Godrich locks.
Oh.
Yes, and by Godrich locks, I mean Godrich, like, you know Godrich for the hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the hair cream, like the hair
Godrich
darkener.
Hair,
yes.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yes, the hair gel.
Yeah.
They were doing
that,
locks like
Yoshi,
padlock.
By the way, loves that product. He uses it.
He is the ambassador, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were doing padlocks, bro. Like, you don't understand. Like that is how boring. Yes. So you understand that,
okay.
Like, at 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
When you're having an event about Godrich locks, there's only so much fun that can be. All
right. Right.
And I realized, so I had the chit that I'm supposed to say this.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I realized, hey, so if I stick to this, it is gonna be the most boring ass thing.
Yep.
What if I switch it up? All right. And just say, instead of saying, hey, you guys, how's it going? You wanna know something about locks? All right. And the second you start like that, at first, they're going to stare at you because you're clearly crazy.
And this is Sri Lanka, and to them, anything weird out of the ordinary is like,
exactly. Right.
Yeah.
It is startling, but it did get their attention.
Yes.
And it did wake up an otherwise room that it was 5 minutes into them getting the room, and they're like, so it does wake people up. So you do have the power to demand attention.
Yes.
And to set a flow as to how the event is going to go, also. Just by that first sentence.
That first, and I think you touched on a very good point. When you are the MC, you have the power. You have the instrument of power. Was that too loud, Takshi? Okay, good.
We have a soundboard, you guys.
He's in charge of that. Oh, boy.
It was. I love it. It was so fun.
Okay, so yes, I was saying. So you have the power to make or break that event.
Right.
And number one, it's good. You already have the first thing you need as an MC. You have confidence.
All right.
It's your confidence. You're a confident man. Look at you. Yes.
I thought the first part of that was just looks. But yeah.
I mean, it is also that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, then again, I mean, I'm not exactly like a, you know, I'm not Brad Pitt.
Right.
But still, I get the job done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It works. But yeah, being confident in what you're saying, I think, negates like 80% of all your problems in anything, really. Like any sort of public speaking scenario, if you are confident, and by confidence, I don't mean overconfidence.
Right.
Not that sort of stupidity, not that stupid overconfidence,
right.
But the confidence that you can do what you're about to do, and you may be a little nervous, but it's okay.
Right.
You use that nervous energy to fuel your positive energy.
Right.
And obviously, so the confidence is one thing. As an MC, what I do is I have like you mentioned a chit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have things like a flow of what I want to say or what I would say, what the client wants us to say.
Like, would now, you like to show people your binder?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I have for today, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
In multicolors, we have blue and gold. Why? Because I am a royalist. Okay.
Are you?
You want to play that sound again? The chirping? Gotcha. Not that one, but thanks.
I love this soundboard so much, yeah. So yeah, you were saying.
I would say. So you follow this, and that's kind of like your crutch, right? Whatever happens, you have this, and you can be confident that's something that I use. Okay, I can mess up, but I'll just look down. Oh yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Right.
And I know where I am. And the other thing, of course, is practice. You need to practice. I think you have practice. I mean, you do.
Right.
I mean, you do the podcast.
Yeah.
The only difference is it's, you know, in front of people.
Yeah. And that I have to just say what they want me to say, not just think of it.
Not really. You have to say what they want you to say, but you can bring your own twist to it. Now, I know another couple of, a few MCs who've been on this show also who do that brilliantly.
Right.
I know Ashin Sinha has been on this show. Fahad Farooq has been on this show.
Yeah.
Both of them are amazing compeers and they do this also.
Right.
I know Fahad also has a friend and I look up to the man. And he has this incredible energy about him. And it's not something you put on.
Right.
It's something, it's already a part of you.
It so is it's who
your
you are.
Yeah, it's who you are. Your personality that has come through. You don't have to be that energetic. Yeah, let's get things going to be a good compier. Joel Auchu.
Right.
He is a great compier. But his style is not that. He's calm, collected, very cool, very professional.
Right.
He has a very soothing voice, calm, cool, deep voice.
Right.
And that's his style. So I think if you stay true to yourself, your personality, that will help you also. So confidence, having a fallback like a script, and just your personality, I think is also like a good thing. And this goes overall for like public speaking, whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Just in, thank you for the tips, first and foremost. And secondly, I think the fact that you are who you are supposed to be, both on that stage and off that stage.
Yes.
Helps you understand who you really are. And
yes.
The second you are more aligned with who you really are, the less of an act you have to put out there, because it's not false bravado after a while.
Exactly. And then that makes it easier on yourself.
Right. And then you come off as more authentic, because people then, like, you get the vibe of people, right? You know when somebody's actually bullshitting and somebody's being genuine. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that is also very important when it comes to guys who are trying to talk to the opposite sex. Or the same sex.
Yes.
I mean, whatever you're into, bro. But yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? You live. You be you, boo. Okay. But
let's just say he walked into that one, folks.
It is also very important, because there's so many times when I was a child. I am actually old now. So when I was a child, where it was so intimidating to me to actually talk to a girl. And it is just after a while that you realize, holy shit, you can go and say literally anything.
Yeah.
It is just how confidently you push out that message.
Again, something I also didn't have at the time.
Right.
I would sweat buckets.
No.
Trying to go talk to a girl.
I would just freeze up. I would drench. No, that's a lie. I do remember ads. Do you remember my last few years of Abans?
Okay.
All right. Abans was sponsoring an event. okay. that Apit was hosting.
Wait, hold on. Just to be sure, you went, you worked with Avance right after school, right?
I worked with Avance immediately after school. Right. That was a brief moment of college, which was not Apit, not ANC, but the other one.
ACBT. Oh my god, dude! Right. It's you went there.
That was ACBT. We were sponsoring some event that Apit was hosting.
Okay.
Okay, it's an inter-university talent show.
Okay.
Cool. Right. AK, that was a very pretty girl who came on the market. Yeah, who?
Brown cow.
I really wish.
All right. That's Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm sorry.
So, I remember one point, bro, we were having, like, I always thought this girl was really pretty. All right, she was absolutely my type.
Right.
And I remember once we were having a meeting in this boardroom, and because I was in such close proximity, and not to say that I was like right next to her, also she was, so now how we're sitting, she was there. All right, it's just that it just really got to my head that this, oh my fucking god, this girl
she's
is
there,
here.
She's there. Oh my god,
so
my god.
And I remember I broke out to a sweat, bro. And what? I said, and I'm supposed to be the brand manager there, right? I'm supposed to be the professional. And just to everybody knows, I didn't go and do anything to this girl. I didn't call her afterwards and find out what her social media is. I didn't do shit, right?
I don't think back then was social media big.
I think Facebook wouldn't have been there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't approach, and she wasn't a minor. I was probably 19 or 20. She was probably 17 or 17.
Just
18.
Trying to set the record straight, folks.
Yes, all right.
Yes.
But that being said, I got so hyper aware this girl was here that I couldn't say what I wanted to say. So as a brand manager, say, so I'm giving you this money, but I want my boards to be here.
Right.
The advertisement needs to be like here. I need the stall here in this thing. Where else can I put the stall and all that shit, right? I couldn't get it out. So I had somebody else next to me. Takshi's fucking laughing also.
Because it kind of sounded like you couldn't get it out. He couldn't get the words out.
I couldn't get the words
out.
Is what
he meant.
So yes. my colleague had to host the rest of the meeting. And I said, oh, boy, give me a second. You guys, just give me a second. And I just ran out, right? So I do understand what you mean when you say girls scared you so much that you were sweating buckets. Right, it does happen. But after a while, after a while,
it
doesn't phase you as much.
No,
right?
Yeah.
But that again would also come with experience. You have to go and push yourself to the uncomfortable area and push yourself to talk.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
You can't. You know. You have to go into that. What is it? You have to go out of your comfort zone. Oh my God! Buzzwords.
Right. And let me ask you this, since we're on the topic of speech and how that personally impacted you. Was there a turning moment in your life where you transformed from guy who sweats buckets when he talks to girls to person who's very confident and cannot talk to the opposite sex?
Okay. I wouldn't say it was like one turning point per se. The biggest, I think, factor of me building my self-confidence and exactly like talking to people in general and on stage or whatever, is the stage. I was a theater kid.
Right.
So when I was in grade 9, I joined the school theater company.
Right.
We did inter-school Shakespeare competitions. We did full-length productions.
Okay.
We did full-length productions. I had a few roles. So I kind of figured out, okay, if I can't exactly be me, talking to girls. By the way, me being me with girls is kind of weird. I never make a good impression.
Right.
I usually scare them away.
Okay.
So I would be a milder version of myself just to get some, like, not to flirt or anything.
Right.
But like to talk to someone that, you know, because I was in Interact also.
Right.
In that I had to interact.
Right.
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 Yeah. But I think it was just that experience of being on stage and, you know, not learning how to bat. Like, I think I always had it in me.
Okay.
But bringing that out kind of helped, like, throughout this.
Okay.
And then going to the US for college also helps.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you had to. Okay.
I had to, yeah.
Right. Well, then if there's somebody listening to this, somebody who's young and has the issues that we had. What advice would you give somebody? Because, like, not everybody can be a part of a drama.
No, obviously, yes.
Right.
Okay, so one of the biggest mistakes, or rather stupidest like concepts that I had in my head was I was never good enough. And that was created because of another experience when, you know, growing up with this other girl.
Who rejected you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You tell me your angry story, I'll tell you my angry story.
So it wasn't much of a rejection. It was more of a, oh man, this is so embarrassing. Okay, so there was a girl, like we grew up together, right?
Say her name?
No. She's in Australia.
So okay.
And like now we're, her and her sisters and me and my brother were like, family now, so it's fine.
So you're not close now?
We're close. I mean, very close.
Like stepsister and stepbrother.
Sure.
So you were saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's... what
that would I mean that's them, bro.
That's a, I mean, bros would know what we're talking about. Would they?
I don't just tell your story, man.
You want to press the button again?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
the silence in the room speaks.
You know, the cricket's going out. I eventually want to. I mean, you get to know this person. You kind of get attached, right? You grow. You
right.
Have a sense of liking to that person, and I tried to say, you know, I like you, all this stuff, but she's like, no. So that kind of had a massive, like, impact on me. It's like, oh, it's you.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm just like, I'm shit.
Right.
So that really impacted me, and it kept playing in my head every time. Like, I still kind of have it, but not as bad. It definitely goes away.
Right.
It's not her fault. It's not anyone's fault, really. It's just how it is.
Right.
It's nobody's fault. Man. So, because of that, there was this misconception I had about myself.
Okay.
That, yes, I wasn't the best looking kid at all.
Right.
I was basically Urkel crossed with like a very young Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker? What? Oh my God, is that what you think it is?
Chris Tucker's actually a really good looking guy, yeah.
Yeah, he is now, but think of him as young, like Ketu
Kota. Yeah, Russia 1.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Urkel, Steve Urkel.
Right. Okay.
Did I do that?
Okay, fair enough.
Remember that?
Yeah, the people who are watching this, I mean, if you are from our generation, then you would know. But
otherwise, it's a very nerdy kid who had like massive pants, massive glasses. It was an 80s TV show. Yeah. Anyway, so what was that? And massive fro also. Like,
right, poof. Right.
So that sort of self-image I have was bad. And that is the wrong image to have of yourself. So if you're watching this, if you are like me and like you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm ugly, I'm bad at this, I'm bad at this. You're not. Because you have, in our teenage years, we kind of tend to overthink certain things, especially the negatives about ourselves.
Right.
So one of the first things is to kind of realize, no, I'm thinking about myself wrong. Focus on your positives. Like my positives those days was just the fact that I can go up there and speak to people. It's just I was demotivated by certain other factors.
Right.
You are good with your language. If you don't know the language, either Sinhala or English or Tamil, whatever it is, learn the language, which is very easy now. You have the internet, you have books, you have resources all over.
Duolingo.
Duolingo.
Right.
Duolingo is an amazing app. You have apps that help you, right? And you have to get out of that negative self-image and have confidence in yourself.
Right.
That is the big thing. I think anyone who's watching, if you can do that, I think you're like almost there.
Yeah.
It's that self-image has to change.
Right.
Doesn't mean you go thinking, I'm the hottest dude or person, girl here.
Right.
No. Humility has to be part of that process.
Right.
Humility and confidence.
It's interesting that we started from speeches and public speaking and got here. But then you know also understand that the reason why you felt that way again was words.
Was words. It wasn't even a word. It was like a sound.
Yeah.
It was a sound.
Yeah. And again, so that shaped a majority of adulthood.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can say the same, man, because when there you go, okay.
I just met self.
So we're going to close up off here. But I was also very hyper aware, especially during COVID.
Right.
Right. That I had this, and doing what I do, I have this need for attention. Right. Which is why I do the jobs I do.
That's also why I'm an actor. Hey.
So I had this, I realized that I needed the validation of others. and I needed them to let me know how good I looked. Because yes. when I was a young kid, the girl, I first like fell head over heels, and I had a crush on this girl for like a good 4 years.
Damn, bro.
And I still didn't have the cojones to tell this girl that I liked her. A friend of mine told her on my behalf. All right.
Okay.
And she liked sportsmen, and okay. I was not even a sport. Right?
Oh, she liked the jocks.
She likes the jocks. She's a cheerleader. She was a cheerleader sort of girl.
Oh, right? Gotcha.
And I was the class loser. Oh, technically, okay. Yeah. So I always liked this girl. There was something about it. Like her energy was really nice. So I got this haircut for the first time way back then.
That
only
haircut.
Because yeah, a crew cut.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Way back then, only because I realized that she liked rugger players, and this was an essential rugger look.
No, oh, yeah, I remember the crew cuts of that. One, my God.
Two, I wanted to use my middle name. I'm not gonna call her names. I wanted to use my middle name more than my first name because it sounded more like her name.
Oh dear God.
So my I'm on the Sinan Amrasekhar.
Oh, got it. All right. Yep. Sinan, so, yeah, I can imagine. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And after my friend went and spoke to this girl, right? So now, dude, this is interval. All right, this is during interval, and now, and my friend said, "Shall I go talk to this girl?" I was like, "I mean, yeah, if you want to go talk to
her, talk to her. I don't want to go.
Are you sure?
I have a sound clip from Yoshi. He can be a part of this. That's
no. Yoshan just laughs at me. First, I'll tell this stupid story, and then after that, you can hear Yoshan's laughter. Because Yoshan did me dirty for this whole thing as well.
Oh no! So he was a part of this.
He wasn't this friend, but he.
Okay, fine.
So this girl, much like the sweet girl she is, during interval, bro. Now there are kids running. This is Sunday school, right? So there are kids running up and down.
Sunday school,
bro. I was looking for Gobi Budu.